This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlos Fernandez. Date of birth, November the 17th, 1959. Case ID number is 335-2994. Date of exam, January the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Baptist Hospital, dated 6/29/22, and Nuestro Clinica del Valle, dated 2/1/22. Identifying information, this is a 63-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis slash atrophy slash swelling of the right hand and feet, comma, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in February 2022, where he worked as a tile installer and a mechanic for 7 months. He states the tile installer job that he had was for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, rheumatoid arthritis slash atrophy slash swelling of the right hand and feet. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. History of allegations. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis slash atrophy slash swelling of the right hand and feet. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop symptoms of arthritis in his shoulders, elbows, hands, knees, ankles, and feet. He also started to develop muscular atrophy with signs of rheumatoid arthritis. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis, and he states that he was diagnosed with that diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis by lab test. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include not being able to walk, comma. He can stand for 2 minutes, comma. Unable to climb stairs, comma. The claimant is also unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma. Use a coffee cup with both hands, comma. But not able to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He has an assistive device which is a wheelchair that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Gonzalez. He is presently taking no medications for severe pain, and does no other physical activity. He is presently on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams QD, tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1/2 tablet TID, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 3 tablets Q week, and sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams BID. His condition is not stable at this time, and the claimant appears to be deteriorating slowly with his condition. Allegation number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant states he was diagnosed with emphysema in 2020, secondary to severe allergies. He does also have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 50 years, causing his chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He states his shortness of breath occurs sometimes while he's talking, resting, and with seasonal changes. He is unable to walk or climb stairs at this time. He states he has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for his condition. He is presently on inhalers, steroids, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. His forced inhale oxygen level was 60%, which is the FiO2. The claimant has also been anemic in the past. Family history. The father is 99. He has hypertension, glaucoma, and rheumatoid arthritis. His mother is 92 and has hypothyroidism, hypertension, osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and hernias. Medication, quetiapine, 50 milligrams BID, Synthroid, 112 micrograms QD, Keppra, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams QD, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, prednisone, 10 milligrams QD, tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 half tablet TID, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 3 tablets QW, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of right basal ganglionic hematoma and subarachnoid hemorrhage with craniotomy to remove two clots in May of 2022 and June of 2022. History of cerebral vascular accident, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, anemia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, history of rheumatoid arthritis, hypercholesterolemia, seizure disorder, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 50 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 6 beers per day for 50 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure, but does have seizures disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 108 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, 118 over 73 mmHg. Heart rate, 120 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 17.5. General. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be severely cachectic and appears to be in acute distress and does not appear to be a reliable historian, who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant has an abnormal cephalic traumatic head secondary to a craniotomy, which was performed on his head to remove hematomas. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has no teeth at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were slow. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and Vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was an increased heart rate of 120 beats per minute with normal rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally, but with decreased breath sounds. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on any one of the lower extremities. No ulcers and veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. The claimant does have right knee swelling. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but it was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, and he was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, and the claimant does have unequal pupil sizes of both eyes. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was abnormal. The claimant was unable to ambulate at all. He was wheelchair bound, and that is his routine assisted device that he uses to get around in. His hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and the Romberg sign was abnormal as well. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of all extremities. Some joint swelling, erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of all the joints, and the claimant was very cachectic. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees. And the claimant was unable to perform the straight leg raise in the supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes, and was not able to walk at a tandem rate at all. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires a wheelchair at all time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 2 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact except for the pupil size. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflex were plus 2 in all four extremities. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 2 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the right wrist, no evidence of acute pathology. Severe osteoarthritic changes are noted. X-rays of the right knee, no evidence of a fracture or dislocation. Osteoarthritic changes are noted with soft tissue swelling. There is moderate to severe joint space loss of the medial and lateral compartments, moderate joint space loss of the patellofemoral compartment, and diffuse soft tissue swelling. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of all four extremities. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 2 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows severe evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity. He is not able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to neurological deficit from a subarachnoid hemorrhage and bilateral brain hematomas and rheumatoid arthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis / atrophy / swelling of right hand and feet. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is wheelchair bound and has severe osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis of all joints. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Confirmed with physical examination. Appears to be stable at this time. Number three, bilateral hematomas of the brain with a history of subarachnoid hemorrhage causing severe neurological deficit, confirmed with physical examination and medical records, and is wheelchair bound at this time with severe wasting. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Carlos Fernandez.